All right, we are going into some territory that Dennis began to tread in last week, Thursday night. We are talking about the principality. We're talking about the principality. We're going to unmask where he is. We're going to unmask his plan. I need about 30 minutes of your time, but I need just that little bit of time from you here. All right, we're going into that study on that definition that these two, Curtis gave at the end there on the stars, preached on being more than conquerors. You guys got blessed by that last week, I heard?
Yeah.
I heard it was real, real, real good. Boy, we're going into that tonight. Stars of the heavens. Satan said he would exalt his throne above the stars of the heavens. And the discovery about the stars of the heavens meant the brothers of the Messiah. Satan's had a plan to exalt himself above the brothers of the Messiah. He said, in fact, in the book of Isaiah, he talked about sitting on his throne, but seating, his throne would be positioned in the congregation. And he's going to place his throne in the congregation at the sides of the north. And I would always read that and never really look into it until these two came over what they came over. Go to the book of Isaiah chapter 14, and we're talking about the principality tonight. And that's what the title of tonight's message is, the principality. We're in our portion of staying focused on the principality. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 12, it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" You need to underline or highlight morning. Staying focused on the principality we're talking about, because God does not want us looking at the surface of our trouble. We will deal with the surface after we hit the principality. We will come back and deal with the surface of things, but we will stay focused on the principality. All right? "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou come down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." That was his plan. I will be like the Most High. So now we understand that this word stars there, really powerful, means the Messiah or the brothers of the Messiah. So basically, his plan, he knew he couldn't stop the Messiah. He knew he couldn't get with Jesus, and he knew he couldn't get with God. But he said, "I'll exalt my throne above the stars, the brothers of the Messiah." So I looked at that, I was like, yo, that's really deep. And I was like, oh my gosh, he sent me the notes. I was like, oh my goodness. There's something to this thing, man. There's something powerful here. So then I looked up the word morning, and it means dawn. Or it means day, spring, or early, or light. Lucifer was a son of Rhema. He was a son of the light. He understood his position. He was called the anointed cherub. Stay with me tonight, okay? He was called the anointed cherub. He had an anointing. He had an anointing that God enjoyed. His anointing was that bad that God would actually be soothed under his anointing. How much more can you soothe God? He ain't got no trouble. But Lucifer was so bad and had such an anointing that he would cover the throne of God with this anointing, with this revelation of worship, this rainbow. He had it going on. He was bad. So he understood the worth. So he's called Son of the Morning, Son of the Light. So the Son of the Light understood what would happen if we walked in the light. Oh, remember the Bible says, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, boom, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. So he had a revelation about this light or about this rain. He had a revelation about it. He said, I'm going to make sure that they never, ever get established in rainbow. This is his plan from the beginning. He said, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. Underline congregation. This is the chief principality's plan. He said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, which means the place of meeting. It means the appointed season. It means due season or set time. I'm going to sit on their kairos. I'm going to make sure, as the sun of the morning, they never get acclimated in the light.
Wow.
I'm going to make sure that the sons of, or the brothers of the Messiah, never get acclimated in the light. That they never come to the place where Rhema can actually bring them into due season. And it parallels perfect with Mark chapter 4. He comes to steal the seed of the word. So you never see due season. He said, I'm coming and I will sit on the mount of the congregation, meaning I'll sit above the congregation so that the sons of, or the brothers of the Messiah never see due season. I will bring confusion every time. They will never, this is his plan from the beginning. But those that walk in the created life, man, you go right through this.
Amen.
All right, here we go. The place of meeting, appointed season, or due season, set time. Now the word sides, underline the word sides, it means this. It means the rear or recess. In other words, this is where he's at. He's sitting, he's placed his throne in a very tricky position. And the Lord gave me one word for it. The word for his position on the wall is subtlety. Because it means he's in a small space that's created by building a part of a wall further from the rest of it. So he's hiding. Not only sitting, he's hiding in his position. All the confusion and fear you feel, that's his throne. But because you're so caught up in the confusion and fear, you don't even know you're at the throne of the enemy. Help me, Jesus. He's brought so much confusion and fear to us that we have no idea that we're actually facing the real nemesis, but we're so confused and so fearful that we don't even know we're squaring off with him. He's positioned himself, he's on the wall, but he's in the rear of the wall. He's hiding there, and not only that, the sides of the north, all right? The word north here means this, hidden. Dark, used only as the north as a quarter, gloomy and unknown. Can't figure out why I feel this way. It's because you're right at the throne of your chief principality. But he hides behind your fear, and you don't know he's there.
Jesus.
He's hiding behind all of your confusion, but you don't know because you're so busy being confused. He's in the dark. So he said, I'm going to seat. My seat will be in the congregation or in the mount of the congregation, which means I'll sit on their due season by bringing confusion and darkness. They'll never see set time. They'll never walk out the word because they'll begin to murmur and complain and walk away from it before it ever has a chance to develop. They will give up and leave. I will make sure that the stars of heaven never come in to due season. Hence, now, I'm just like God, controlling mankind.
It is. That's good.
That was his plan.
That's so good.
That was his plan. Stay with me, guys. All right, because we're going to go up now. So now we understand, okay, I understand his seat now. I understand where he's seated. I thoroughly understand it. And I understand that when I'm walking in my earthly state, that I'm no match for that guy. Because in my earthly state, I am susceptible to fear. I am susceptible to confusion. I'm susceptible to lack of faith and all these things that keep me from coming into a manifested word. I am. But when I walk in my created being, see, this is why he never wanted us to understand this. He didn't want you walking in the created side, because in the created side, you are in a whole nother place that he has no reach for you. You can't. It's a hard charge. It's real hard, but this is what it's going to take. You can't walk in your earthly and your created anymore. You got to choose. If you want to see that one that sits on the throne annihilated, you have to choose. Romans 16, 19 through 20 says, for your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple, underline simple, concerning evil. And watch this. Wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The word simple means this. It means unmixed. It means pure, as in wines or metals. It means of the mind, without a mixture of evil, free from guile, innocent, simple. This speaks really of our minds totally being in our created place. You can't have a mixture. You're not allowed to have a mixture. See, when I get out of having a mixture, EB, and I'm totally enveloped in my created state, and I'm totally living there by R3 every day, staying in the Word three times a day is causing me to stay in my created state. My mind is always, somebody say always.
Always.
Always propitiated. When my mind stays stable, I'm not walking in a mixture. Now, the God of all peace will bruise Satan under my feet. Wait a minute. Wait. The son of the morning has been trying to stop Rhema. But if I stay in the Rhema, I beat the son of the morning. God sees it. My obedience rises. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. My obedience is seen, and when my obedience is seen and I'm staying in Rhema, God now then begins to do something for me. He puts Satan under my feet. In other words, all of his tactics and all of the principalities, the origins of my non-successful life has now shifted and changed. He no longer has power over me. He no longer can sway me or persuade me to do anything. Amen. Now watch this now. I become unmixed by staying in the Rhema word. I become pure as a wine, and I become pure as what metal would be. Now, aluminum is aluminum all the way through. There's no change in it. That's pure. That's where God wants you. He doesn't want you walking in your earthly birth and walking in your created both in 1 minute. You're this way, the next minute you're that way. You're unpure. You're mixing. Only those that stop mixing, he bruises under their feet. Now, the word bruise, oh, help me, Jesus. Hold on, wait. Let me show you the meaning of unmixed over there in Matthew 6, 30 through 34 real quick. Then I'll get to bruise. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Watch this now. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. This is what I'm talking about by mixing here. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need. Somebody say, he knows my needs.
He knows my needs.
He knows that I have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Take therefore no thought. Somebody say, take therefore no thought.
Take therefore
no
thought.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Say, take therefore no thought.
Take therefore no thought.
There can't be any thought coming out of you about your problem. There can't be any thoughts projecting of how you're going to get over and how you're going to come out. Because when you start to think about how you're going to do it, you are now mixing.
There you go, Apostle.
Amen. You are now mixing. No. The Rhema keeps you above that. It keeps you beyond that. You are not allowed to take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take the thought of the things of itself. Watch this. When I start taking the thoughts of how to do something, I begin to mix, and then I enter into the day of evil.
There you go, Apostle.
I'm now caught in his realm where he sits in the congregation.
Speaking to someone. Okay, Apostle, that's good.
I'm now at his throne. Listen. I can't get past him. My breakthrough is past him. I got to get past him. And when I take thoughts of how I'm going to get over.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm at now. Now I'm at his disposal.
Thank you, Lord.
Now he's acting like God and stopping my due season.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you.
He stops my due season because I begin to tap into what he's doing. I begin to tap into all the mayhem around me, and I'm not allowed to. Because that's mixing. Somebody say, you can't mix.
You can't mix.
Either you stay in the created life, for your earthly life. If you stay in your created, now God then, if you stay out of the day of evil. Remember we learned that Rhema is the day of salvation? All right, so now I stay in Rhema and I stay under the day of salvation or the day of due season. But when I step out of Rhema and I take thought of how tomorrow's going to be, I step into the day of evil. I step into the realm where he's sitting in his throne, playing like he's God. Staying in our created life is paramount for his destruction. He said, if we do this, if we stop mixing, and that's what I mean by mixing. I get in church and I'm strong, but when I leave, I start to take thought. How am I going to make it? How am I going to pay it? How am I going to get it? I don't have time for it. The day lived outside of our created life is full of evil. The day when we live outside of our created life is full of evil. This is the hiding place when he gets us caught up in any concern of this life. Mark 4. Amen. Jesus taught us about all of this over in Mark 4. The cares of this life. He comes to steal your due season, the word, with the cares of this life. Choking. This was his plan from the beginning. I don't care if they go to church and hear the word. He don't care about you sitting here right now. When you leave out of here is when he starts to care. He said they can get it, but I'm not going to let them keep it. They will not see a due season. Tell them, somebody say, I'm putting him out of my congregation. I got to tell you all the truth. Yeah, we have a congregation, but you have your own personal congregation where he sits on the throne in your own personal congregation. In darkness, hiding in the side of the north. He sits there waiting to steal your due season. Say that again now. Telling them lies. Isn't that in the prayer? Come on now. Prophesy. Sitting between the altar and the temple, telling lies. That's one of the new prayers. Is that in push? That's in push, isn't it? Whoever's on that push team, boy, you will be assigned on Sunday. All right, look here. Look here now. He's stopping due season. We can't afford to mix the created life and the earthly birth anymore. We must remain in the Rhema word at all times. When we have stayed in the study to the point that we are unmixed, we will see Satan bruised under our feet shortly. And this is what it means to be bruised. This is what happens, and that's why he's afraid of you, TGM. I talked to Dad Stallworth yesterday, and I started to tell him my position and what's going on. Dad Stallworth said this to me. He said, Todd, he said, the devil doesn't mess with people he's not afraid of. He said he's messing with y'all because he's afraid of y'all. He knows we're right up on his lair. We found him out. He's assigned himself to the sons or the brothers of the Messiah. Now we know where he is. Get this. You don't even deal. You're not even going to be dealing with the prince that works underneath him anymore. You're going to be dealing with the principality that gave birth to the prince that has power over the imps that keep oppressing you. You're right at the source now. I think it was said like this in the Bible. Satan the Lord rebuked him. It was right direct. It didn't say, lust, get out of my life. No. When you get to know who the prince is, you say, Satan the Lord. Now you knock him out and the princes he gave birth to and all the imps down the road. Now you're right at, oh, come on, somebody better hear this now. You're right at the jugular of the very source of the problem.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now Satan the Lord rebuke thee. Man, you know, no, you ain't calling out no more. Lack, debt, not enough. No, I'm going right to the jugular of the source. I'm at the throne of my enemy. All right, here we go. Here's what happens when the Lord, see, this is where God wants to get us to. He says, I'll bruise Satan under your feet shortly. When? When you're out of the mixture. When you step out and get into the fullness of the created life, I'll watch that, and I will bruise him. Watch what he says. He says, I will bruise him under your feet shortly. In other words, you do it. When you step out of mixture, you are now equipped to deal with him. And I'll just oversee to make sure he gets under your foot. Watch this. It means to shatter, to crush completely. Who wants to see the devil crushed completely?
Yes.
See, it's like this. In the realm of the created life, Jesus has already got him under his feet. Jesus is already victorious. Outside of the created life, there is no absolute victory. So when you step in, you get to put your foot where Jesus' foot is, and he stays under there. But your foot there, what Jesus did with his foot, he bruised his head, which means he crushed it. So what's going to happen is, when you break through in the life that God has intended, he's automatically destroyed from off your life because Jesus already did it. So now God lets you experience the victory that was got at Calvary. To shatter, to crush completely, to break into pieces, and this is my favorite, or to tear one's body and shatter one's strength. We shatter all the strength that he had against us. All the times we made bad decisions. All the times he made us afraid. All the times we failed at the same point over and over and over again, we're going to shatter his strength. The rhema word that is being consistently lived in is about to shatter the strength of our enemy. Mark 4 reveals Satan sitting on the congregation of the north, stealing the seed that was sown. This is his seed of darkness. Mark 4, I'm closing. He's looking for you, Carolyn. He's looking for you. The first church stayed in the study. The first church never moved. They stayed in the apostles' doctrine. All of the affliction of the enemy, from sickness, disease, to lack, debt, all that Satan did to mankind fell off the first church. Yes. They shattered his strength.
It's because they operated in it.
They operated in it.
They didn't let it become stale bread.
Come on now, me. They stayed right there. They didn't move.
And that's the danger thing about it, is that what's going on with some of them is that they're moving from the position where they were, and it became stale, or it's becoming stale bread. So now it doesn't taste the same. So therefore, to pick it up is a challenge, because it doesn't taste the same. So that's why he's able to bewitched whom he may able to bewitch when you step out there, because it sounds good and it feels good here, because we are all here, and what you're feeling is the strength of the brethren. But then what kind of strength do you have when you leave? What kind of conversations are you having when you leave? I can even hear conversations now, even in their homes, that they're going back and forth and back and forth. What do you really believe?
There's too much mixture.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. It's too much mixture. And anytime there's that type of mixture, God's not pleased with that. Our obedience to how we're being taught is all that's required. That's all that's required.
If you know that the Lord has given you a word, take that which he has given, and you build upon that stone or upon that rock. And that's just that. Period. Build upon that rock. And you don't go back and play around with what ifs.
You can't
play with that.
You're not allowed.
You just can't play with that. And there's one particular person in here that it's just been some real conversations going on back and forth with that individual and the enemy. And all I keep hearing is Lord saying that they created an atmosphere that which they once had. And now it's going to be just as twice as worse if they don't get it under subjection.
Jesus. You can dethrone him.
Sure can.
You can dethrone him. You can get rid of him. You can shatter his strength. By what measure you meet shall be met back unto you. It, the choice really is in our hands. Because now you see him for where he is, where he's seated. He's seated. He's the one. Listen here. You want to get mad at somebody? Get mad at the devil.
Yes.
Let me tell you why. Because he's seated on your due season.
Yes, he is.
He's seated there. Yeah, you entertain it, but he's sure enough making sure. Remember, he took a third with him when he fell. So he's got plenty of imps to come and whisper in your ear and conversation with you. As long as he can distract you. Somebody say distract.
Distract.
That is all he has to do, is distract you from the rhema. Once he's done that, he's all powerful in his throne. You've given him the keys to your due season.
Yes, true.
And personally, I'm going to say it personally, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm fed up of it. And I'm hungry.
Yes.
I'm really hungry. Every day I stay in the rhema, Manita, every day I stay in this rhema, there's something I'm noticing. Dirty laundry is cleansed every single day. Another load of laundry is done in my life as long as I'm staying in rhema. Everything might not be happening at one time, but I'm seeing so much every day I spend that time in the rhema word of God. I know for a fact he's losing strength. How about your call? I know for a fact he's losing his grip on me. I know for a fact his throne is about to fall out my congregation. Every day. Something else happens. Great. The old saints used to sing, "Just another day that the Lord kept me." But they have no idea the worth of that. Because the day is full of the devil. And if you're kept in the day, you're doing something right.
Oh, God, help me, please.
But now God has given you the power and the ability to really go after the jugular of your enemy, to destroy him, to have him bruised. Can you imagine Satan, while you're walking in the earth realm, bruised and shattered underneath your feet? Every bad thing, everything that went bad in your life started by him. By this plan, I'm going to sit in the congregation of the north. I'm going to sit on Elder Barbara's due season. I will make sure she's never healed. I'll make sure. They'll get happy in church, but that's as far as it goes. Mark 4 reveals this. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, look who comes. That one sitting in the congregation of the north. Satan cometh immediately. Why? Because he's already in your congregation. He's already right there. Why is it? Oh, she got that word today. No, she won't keep it there. As soon as you get it. Okay, you're at me now. I'll let you blow off some steam for a couple of days. I know not to come around you, Kurt, because you're strong. I ain't messing with you. But watch when I get my opening. I'm going to take that word. You will never see this. Well, you don't see him on set. He has front row billing. God gave him his seat. God allowed him to have his seat. Yeah, it's kind of like Job. Let me try. I'm going to raise the people that find out about Raymond. They know how to get you up out of the congregation. All right, here we go. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. But have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. That means there's trouble, there's something going on. Afterward, when the affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake. Now, the affliction and persecution has been designed to come at the word. The word you're under, remember we learned this? The word you're under is what's being tested, not you. Help me, Jesus. Affliction and persecution arose for the word's sake, but you took it personal. And he used it as a tool.
All right, here we go. Keep it real.
Ariseth for the word, take it immediately. They are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, that it becometh unfruitful.
There it is, those things that come in and choke the word. As you sit there and you have conversations with the opposite, you can't have a full-blown conversation after hearing this. How are you going to go home and have a full-blown conversation? You can, But why?
I'm saying after hearing this, how can you?
But why? I even hear the Lord saying that it's somebody here with one foot in and one foot out. Because they ain't seeing stuff the way that they want to see it. But you're going to be challenged. But that's a good thing. Because you under a word to be challenged. So he can bring out that old man.
Seated on the congregation, on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the morning. He got kicked out of heaven. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Took a third with him. Set of princes across the board. Big boys. And then imps to boot. All the tools to make sure you never come in due season. And only thing you have to do, we have to do, is stay in the step. Stay under the baptizo. God sees you consistently under baptizo and then crushes Satan under your feet. I have to say this. You have no idea how close you are right now to total destruction of your enemy. Remember, the series that we're in is called Total Destruction by R3. Now you are right face to face with the devil himself, and you understand his plan and his tactic. His plan, now please help me, Jesus. His plan, anytime you feel yourself entertaining any type of pity, fear, whatever, anytime, understand that guy is sitting on the throne of your congregation, and he somehow got it in your head that you're not going to make it. And that's all he needed to do to make sure you don't make it. As a man thinketh in his heart, what?
So is he.
This is why Mark 4 has been revealed to us, God said. The mystery of the kingdom of God, it's how to trump the throne of Satan. The mystery of Mark 4 began to teach us on how Satan was coming to make sure we were unfruitful. The mystery, we learned this in the beginning of the revelation of Rhema, that he was coming to make sure. Now, isn't it funny that we're learning about the mystery of the kingdom and we see the plan of the devil from the beginning revealed in the mystery?
Yes.
How in the world? We don't plan this. We see this here, that we see it in Mark 4. Jesus explained it. He's coming to steal to make sure you're not fruitful. And Satan said, before time even began, I will sit in the mount of the congregation. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven. I will make sure that the Messiah's brothers never see the power of the kingdom. Straight dirty. Well, make me break out that scripture. Don't tell me he didn't know what he was doing. It said, if they knew, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Satan's plan was never to try to stop that. That was going down. He never had view on Jesus. I'm going to tell the whole truth. You know what the Bible's talking about when it said if they knew? It's talking about the people that actually crucified him. If they knew who he was, they would have never crucified him. They could never. So God kept their eyes closed so they could get it done. But it's not talking about the devil. So I don't think the devil was ignorant to what was going on. No, he knew because he planned. He said, those boys are going to try to rise up, and that's when real trouble starts. Greater works than will they do when he comes to the Father. They can't come into light. They'll turn the whole world upside down. His plan was about us all from the beginning. Help me, Jesus. His plan is to make sure you never come into the fullness of Rhema. His plan is to make sure you never see your due season by way of Rhema. His plan is to mess up your head to the point where you can't even focus on Rhema. That's his plan, because if you ever stay focused on Rhema, you beat him. The mystery of the kingdom of God and how it trumps the throne of Satan. We will be victorious. We will break through and fully live in our created life. Stay focused on the principality. The principality. Satan himself. We have truly found him. Now let's truly destroy him. Yes, sir.
This is one of the reasons why this morning I was in worship. Man, like when I was in worship, God showed me a vision. I even shared it with Joshua, too, that I saw Satan. And I said it exactly the way I saw it, exactly how I said it to him. That you say congregation, I saw a view where, and I was looking at everybody here, each and every one of us. And that's why I was coming against, praying against for everybody. And I saw that he was going into each and every one of our throne rooms and our treasury room. And I said, just like I said to Joshua, and I said, to crush and decapitate that snake that's trying to illegally go in our throne room. And when he showed me what the throne room was, that is the area of our authority, the way we make decisions, and everything else by and within our created self. He was illegally sitting in our seat and then overtaking our throne room, which why, and our throne room, it's not just about money, it was really talking about due season. And he was there just, and he was sneaking in, sitting in the seat, while we were just blind, and it seemed like we were all blinded to what he was doing. So that's why I got vexed in my spirit and started coming against that.
All right. That's no joke. This is why you have to stay in the created life. This is why. Tell me, Jesus. We were looking at John chapter 3. And oh my gosh. We got to step into the realm of the supernatural. And in our created life, our born-again position is the only place, the only way we're going to step in. I'm going to attempt this real fast. Can I get 3 more minutes, 4 or 5 more minutes?
Right.
Yeah. Are we cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, watch this. The importance of staying in the created life without mixture is no joke. Chapter 3, verse number 1. You got to hear this now. This is a part about what Dennis is talking about, decapitating, destroying him. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. I feel the anointing. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus then begins to describe how to do miracles. He now is not talking about being born. Being born again is not the subject here. How to get miracles done is the subject. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God, let alone operate. He can't see it. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit. Hearing rainbow, seeing rainbow. He cannot get in to the function of the kingdom. So Jesus is bringing them closer and closer to how to work a miracle. The question was, no man can do these miracles that you're doing unless God be with you. So now he's bringing him closer, unless you're hearing and seeing. You can't come into this realm.
No, Jesus.
That which is born of flesh is flesh. No mixture. Somebody say, no mixture.
No mixture.
When you're in your flesh, that's all you got is flesh. You ain't got a snowball's chance in Hades, man, if you're walking in the flesh to get a supernatural breakthrough. That which born is flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Watch what he tells him. He said, Marvel not that I said to thee, you must be born again. Don't focus on that. The wind, watch this, help me God. Now he takes it all the way there. Hearing and seeing gets you into the operation. Now he tells you how it really functions. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Where it listeth. And thou hearest the sound thereof. But canst not tell whence it cometh or whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. The wind blows where it listeth. It almost seems like the wind blows where it wants to until you look up the word wind. The word wind means God. The word wind means God or the Spirit of Christ. So in other words, watch this now. You with me? The wind, God, causes the wind to blow where he listeth. Now the word listeth there means this. To will or have in mind. So the wind goes where God tells it to. And it goes. Help me, Jesus. We are to function like the wind. Watch this now. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell. Now, this is how miracles happen. But canst not tell whether it cometh or goeth. In other words, the wind gets its origin from God. So does everybody else that's born of the Spirit.
Go ahead.
If God is not your origin, you'll never work miracles. Ooh, that's what Jesus is telling Nicodemus right here. That the wind gets its origin from God. God tells it where to go, and it does. So does everybody else. That the reason why I work miracles, now watch this. The reason why I do this is because I'm at my real origin. I'm in my created place. So I get my origin from God. All of my beginning, all my strength is from God. That's what Jesus was talking about here. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. It's not talking about it all of a sudden dropping on you like from nowhere. That's not what he's saying here. He's saying everyone else that's born of the Spirit gets its origin or their strength from God. You ask me how I do these miracles. God is my origin. I stay in my created place. Now watch this now. This is going to bug you out. The wind blows where it listeth, where he wills. Watch this now. When God becomes your origin, watch this now, you get to do whatever miracle you want to do. What does it say? When God is your origin, you get to choose your miracle. What did that describe earlier? The will? Yeah, the dude came to Jesus and said, he said, wilt thou heal my son? And then Jesus said, I will. The word will there is the same exact Greek word for listeth. In other words, he's saying, I'll heal it. See, watch the connect here. Because Jesus was in his created life. He didn't need permission from the Father. In fact, he said it like this, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I do what I want to do. Remember, you said it earlier. He said, if I wanted to, I could call legions if I wanted to. When you are at your origin, go ahead and produce your own miracle.
Wow.
You do it. Because you don't have the enemy stopping you in any way, shape, or form. I need you to think about that. You need to get a hold of that. That's why he wants you in your created life. He doesn't want you in your earthly birth. Because flesh, that which is born of flesh is nothing but flesh. You ain't got nothing. We've got nothing. There ain't nothing. What is one day of worry going to add to you? Nothing. But one day of faith in your created life can change everything. You do it. You have no devil in your way standing in front of you to say no to your miracle. There's not a sickness that's not under the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow and every tongue will, everything in your way will bow down to you if you get over and cross over without any mixture. Amen. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Watch this. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. And we testify, watch this. Jesus says this. We say that we speak what we do know. And we testify that which we have seen. We hear, speak, we see.
Speak. Go ahead.
What? He said, that's how we get it done. We hear, speak. We see, speak.
Wow.
From the created life.
From the
created life. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm done. He's sitting in your due season. He's sitting on your due season. He's at the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. He's hiding like a punk. He won't reveal himself. He's hiding in the midst of your fear. He's hiding in the midst of your confusion. He's hiding in the midst of your mistakes that you keep playing over in your head. He's hiding there, and he's there pulling your string to make sure he distracts you from rain. If I can distract you from the rhema, you won't hear and you won't speak. You won't see and you won't speak. You'll stay defeated. Use the time that confusion sets in. Use it now as being Rhema's movement. Use fear to your advantage. Well, you're here, are you? I was trained about you. Thanks for reminding me who I'm facing. Thanks for, oh, you are here. Yeah, that's why I'm having this trouble. Hang on, I'll be back. Get in that word. Come on, look at it. There's a lot given, but I think it was needed. Disappointment, he hides in it. He's hiding it. However he has to use his imps to distract you from the light is what he's doing. Are you going to yield your position to him? Only one throne in my congregation, and that's Jesus. There ain't room in my congregation for two thrones. Someone's coming down, and it ain't going to be the Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be the father of all lies. You're coming off the throne. You're coming down. Come on, lift those hands up. You're coming down. You're not sitting on the throne of my congregation anymore. I'm going to stay in the Word of God. I'm going to walk in my created life. I'm not playing games with you. There's a place in the realm of the Spirit that God has carved out. There's a place that God has in mind for me. It's not my earthly birth. I will say, as Jesus said, what do I have to do with you, woman? Know that I must be about my Father's business. I got no ties to the earth realm, my God. I don't have time for it. I've got a devil to dethrone. My goodness. I got due season to get in my life and in the life of my friends and in the life of my brethren and in the life of all of my family. I've got due season to take hold of.
Hallelujah.
You've been blocking us for long enough. We chose the creative life. Now we know why you're pressuring us not to get in it.
Hallelujah.
God told me, he said, if my people ever saw due season, they would never turn from me ever again. If they ever saw the appointed and set time that I've already created for them, they'd never turn from me again. And the devil knows that. Keep those hands up. I dare somebody from the created place to attack the devil himself. Yeah, I dare you to attack him. I dare you to attack him for you. For you, I dare you to attack him. If you're in a creative place, I dare you to attack the devil himself. I don't want you to talk to any principality. I want you to talk to their father. I want you to talk to where they came from. Go to the very origin of all creation, of all kinds of hell and havoc. Go right there and face him right now. Right now, face him. When Michael came and he wrestled, my God, he said, Satan, the Lord rebuke this. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. You have an anointing to face the devil himself. He'll come off the throne. He'll fall off the throne, my God. Somebody that's moving in their created life, face your enemy. Let them know you're not going to back down.
Oh, God. Hey, God.
There's nothing like getting to the chief of the situation. There's nothing like getting right at it. Don't even look at the principalities right now. You've got Satan's jugular. One shall put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Hey, God! Hey!
Hallelujah!
Get out. Hey, God! Yeah, Jesus! Yeah, Jesus! Hey! Hano, come on! I tell you what, the disciples came back with their report, Dennis. Jesus said this. He said, yo, they said, Master, all devils are subject in your name. He said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning.
Yes.
He didn't say I beheld the imps of hell. He said, I saw Satan getting tossed around all over the place.
Yes.
Ooh.
Hallelujah,
hey,
Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah,
my God.
Jesus.
My God. It's like the chain of truck dealers. You got the corner boy, and then you got the mass distributor for the area. Then you got his distributor, and then you get the international guy. You guys are touching the guy in Colombia right now. Yeah. You're touching the one that's creating the Copenhagen. You got that guy and his factory in your hand. You got the source.
Break him down.
In the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebukes thee. The Lord said, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. The Lord said, don't stop. The Lord said, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, my God. We dethrone you right now in the name of Jesus. We dethrone you right now in the name of Jesus. We dethrone you right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, don't be afraid to go head to head with them, because there's not a weapon fought against you that you prosper. There'll be no reaver coming at you. There'll be no retorts coming at you. Don't be afraid to attack him.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, everything that has been held back, you can be destroyed.
I come to remind you that when you're in your created place, you are the head of all principality and all power.
Right, I'm the head.
Your position is the head of all principality. It's the head of all power. No more devils. No more Satan. No more Satan.
They crush your head where it stands.
No more Satan. Satan, you're so done. You're so done. Angels, uncase your wings. Get in this fight. Uncase your wings and get in this fight. Uncase your wings. Drag that boy off the squad. Uncase your wings. Drag that boy off the squad. Drag him off the squad. Get him off the throne.
Get him out of here right now.
Drag him.
Oh, Jesus. Drag him. Drag him.
Drag him off that throne.
Drag him out of here right now.
Oh,
God. Destroy him. Hide
behind the horse.
Oh, God.
Crush his head. Crush his head. Hallelujah.
Case your wings. Drag him off his throne. He doesn't sit on the throne. Not of this congregation. Not corporately and not individually. We sit. We're seated in heavenly places. We are seated. And we are far above all principality and power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. New season has free course. Set time is released.
Hallelujah.
New season has free course.
Hallelujah.
And set time is released.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. New season has free course. And set time has been released. Due season has free courts, and set time has been released.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or to tell you again, due season has free course, and set time has been released.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We almost polished right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
There's no more hiding place against you. Because of that, new season has free course.
Thank you, Lord God.
And set time has been released.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Hallelujah. More than conquerors.
More than conquerors.
More than conquerors. Hey, God, more than conquerors.
Thank you, Lord God.
All right, intensify your time in the ring. Intensify your time and your study. There's a lot to study, and all of it's great. You can study on the field. You can study about the chief principality. You can study. You don't need to study him. He's not. He's not even worth it. Not now. It ain't about nothing now. Ooh, it ain't about nothing now. Due season. Set time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.